I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Gaza's minority Christian community was badly shaken over the weekend after 29-year-old Rami Ayad was found brutally killed. He was the director of the only Christian bookstore in Gaza and a member of Gaza Baptist Church, which works with E3 Partners. E3's Tom Doyle thinks he knows why Christians are being targeted.
I do believe that some of these groups that are doing these things are responding to people's interest in Christianity. It's the same thing that's happening in Iran, that the young people are open to Jesus.
Ayad is survived by his pregnant wife and two sons. Help them by going to our website. Next, word is just now reaching us of a late September attack on a church in Sudan's Upper Nile state. Compass Direct News reports a suicide bomber in military fatigues killed five young people who were singing worship songs outside an SIM church building. There are conflicting reports as to the motivation. However, Compass cites one general as saying he believed the goal of the attack was to intimidate churches. Please pray that their faith will be strong. And a kindergartner is blazing the trail in a million Bible challenge collection drive. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says 5-year-old Connor Strode proves that age has little to do with participation in the Operation Bear Your Bookshelf program.
When he heard about the million Bible drive, he got very excited. And instead of selling candy bars for his school, he was knocking on doors asking people if they had Bibles that they did not need to donate to somebody overseas that didn't have one. And this little guy collected over 100 Bibles.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. Get your free book at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.